Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Nun Beis, and we'll start with the Mishnah on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Nun Aleph Amud Beis, we're talking more about the halachas of Pidyon Neta Ravai. As we know, Ravai is the topic of this last parak. Before we get to later on, in the Mishnah, we'll switch to the final topic of the Mesechta and of the parak, as we'll see. So first, Kesen Poden Neta Ravai. How are you Poden Neta Ravai? We know the Torah tells us that one can be Poden Maaser Sheni, and we say that Ravai could also be... be niftes. How are you poda ravai? So the Mishnah says, "Maniach as a sela al pishlosha." As we learned earlier, it has to be estimated. It has to be evaluated. So you put a sal. This is sal. Maniach as a sal al pishlosha. A basket of fruit. You have a basket of fruit, and you have to show it to a couple of experts al pishlosha. Like we learned earlier about pidyon va'omer. And the person says, so it doesn't have to actually say it. The Rambam's girsa is omdin, you estimate, but basically the person goes to experts and says, Kam adam rotze lifdos lo besela. The Gemara says that the word lifdos here means to buy. The owner goes to experts and say, how much would you buy this basket of fruit for? Lifdos lo besela. Amanas lahotzi yitzias bebeso. If you would have to do the expenses yourself, meaning there's a difference between pidyon maaser sheni and pidyon ravai. Pidyon ravai, you're allowed to deduct the expenses from the value. Meaning, if the fruit are worth 100 and it costs you 20 for the expenses of developing and growing and watering and harvesting the fruit, so then you could deduct the 20 from the 100. Then you only have to evaluate 80, and then you're poded onto 80, and that 80 has to be taken up to Yerushalayim. You're allowed to deduct the expenses since the Kedusha of Ravai, if you're a member, comes right away as it grows. So already as Kedusha's Ravai, the second that it becomes a fruit, Maaser Sheni is only later on when you're mafresh it, when you designate it as Maaser Sheni, but Ravai is automatic. Ravai is when it grows. It already is fourth year fruit, right when it becomes the fruit. So that's why the halacha is that you're allowed to deduct the expenses from the title before you get the values. That's what you say to these experts. How much would you buy these fruit for if you had to do the expenses? So that would be less, obviously. That you take the money, when you get that value, you put the money on the side, va'omer, and you say, whatever is gathered from this, nilkat, mechula alamosa elu, mikach v'kach salam besela, read this many baskets to a seller. So you work it out. Man, we had a discussion recently of Kol Anilka when we discussed Rav Shimon Gamliel and the saving the people, the aniyim or the others, the ganavim, from taking your fruit, and you want to guard it to make sure they know it's Maaser Sheni. You want to make sure that they know they don't take more of the matnas aniyim. We compared it, so we spoke about nilkat, whether that's past tense or future tense. The Rishonim in Bava Kama on Daf Samach Tes discuss whether you could be podeh b'mechubar. Right, what does it sound like from our Mishnah? I mean, usually something has to be designated, and usually you're only podeh when it is detached. But the Tosfos of Bava Kama, Daf Samach Tes, the Gemara there is in that context, as we said, kol ha-mislakeit. Kol ha-mislakeit, it sounds like anything that will be gathered. So Tosfos says, mashma dechal pidyon b'mechubar l'karka. It sounds like the pidyon is chal on mechubar. Shahare kodem l'kita ha-yimischalo. Before it was harvested, yeah, that's when this is, you're saying this. Shahare amar shenilkat. Because once it goes into the other person's reshus, then there's no power to be mechalel. So it must be before, and that's why it's still mechubar. So Tosfos says, it sounds like from this Gemara, the fact that it says, kolam mislakeit, right, that sounds like it's in the morning, and that's what Tosfos says, v'teima debetosefta mashma de'ein chilo b'mechubar. If you look at the tosefta in Maaser Sheni, there's no pidyon b'mechubar. Did Tanya b'sof Maaser Sheni? Karam Ravai b'shamay omer min poda noso ba'anavim el yayin. You cannot be poda grapes. You're poda wine. U'beisela omer anavim v'yayin. Va'kol modim shein poda b'mechubar l'karka. So it says in Beferish, you can't be poda b'mechubar. So Tosfos asks over there. And we might ask on our Mishnah. V'nira the time of the alfin and kodesh b'meiser. And the reason that you can't be poda b'mechubar l'karka, because we compare Ravai and Maaser Sheni, as we know, and therefore if you cannot be poda Maaser Sheni b'mechubar, that's the makar, why you can't be poda Ravai b'mechubar. V'yesh lomar, de'hasam lo'avei taima, ela mishum de'mechubar ein damav yiduin. It's not exeris hakasef that you can't be poded by mechubar. It's just that the value is not so apparent when it's mechubar, when it's attached. If you could have a basket of fruit and they could evaluate the fruit, okay, but if it's mechubar, maybe it's not fully ripe yet, so it's hard to know the value. V'lakachin poded nafil api shlosha. Right, that's why you can't be poda if you can't know the value. Right, that's the. It's not that it's exeris hakasef not, but you can't be poda because you can't get the proper value. But maybe if there's a tzara gadol, you know, or maybe if you're not evaluating it totally yet, so maybe it'll be there will be some flexibility. If you look in the Rashba there, Mabakama, and the Meiri, they both mentioned this point. The Rashba and the Meiri, they quote this idea of Tosfos that it's just about the inappropriate umdina that you'd have to do, right? Vakashalon, the Rashba also quotes this Tosef the Meiser Sheni, that he quotes Umatsasi la Harambam. He quotes from the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Beis, that paskin that you can't be poded in mechubar. And the Rambam says, let's just look it up for a second in, let me just find this in Perek Hay. Where's the Rambam? The Rambam here is in Perek Tes Halacha Beis. The Rambam quotes this Halacha. The Rambam says, Harosim lotos netta ravai, poda ka meiser sheni, vim padu la atzma mosef chomesh, vim poda no so shigil onas ha meisers. Said you can only be poded once it reaches that level. Shevel lahos of lachem tuva so ashi yaset tuva, yaset tuva. Vein poded also be mechubar, can meiser sheni? Says it right there. Vein poded also be mechubar, like meiser sheni cannot be nifte be mechubar. Vari umama gavoa, can meiser lafichach in a nekne be matana. The Rambam continues. So yes, the Rashba. So how is it that you have this impression from this Gemara that you're poded? So vete tema, hechiniach mashenemra be Gemara, vedocho so be briato sefta. Right? And so ask the Rashba on the Rambam. So why does he quote the Tosefta, which is Ein Podim Mechubar, and leave out the Gemara? The Gemara in Baba Kama there, the Sabach Tes, sounds like you are Podim Mechubar. That's his kasha. Ubetosva Samruke, Tosva says maybe the only issue is Shuma. V'ushuma v'hadim mechalim v'mechubar gabi tznuin takanta avich lo yikashlu v'zeh nachon. So the Rashba says exactly like Tosfos. It must not be a hard and fast rule, but it's just that it's hard to estimate. And in a case where there's a tzorah gadol, then you would do it. And then the Rashba adds, and this the Meiri also says, u'mechlal devreim bizman hazeh she'ein medaktik b'pidyono. So bizman hazeh, well, we're not medaktik in the pidyon of Meiser Sheni, Ella or Ravai, Ella Kishmuel, De Amar, because as we know, we mentioned this, Shmuel says that in Kiddushin, Hekta Shavimana Shechila Shavar Pruta Mechulal, that you could just be Mechala a ton on a Pruta, because you're not using it, eating it anyway. Hilkach Ma'abidin Osal Din Torah, or Mechala Osal Fila B'Mechubar. V'cheinadu Achshav L'chalel B'Mechubar, says the Rashba here, and the Rashba says in the Tshuva, the Potim B'Mechubar, U'maisim B'chol Yom Kein. Maisim B'chol Yom, that's what it does. That's what we have Tosfos. And the Rashba, again, it seems like against the Rambam. So what the Rambam say, how the Rambam went on to say that Gemara, that's a question. Okay, there is the Radvaz on that Gemara says, well, maybe it just means, right, maybe it means, V'yafagav din potim b'mechubar, mikamakam ha'amira be'odo mechubar muteres. Aval apidyon lo chal ad acher shenilka. So maybe you have to re-understand the Gemara. Rabbi would say it's just the Amira that's happening b'mechubar. But really, even the Bavli is saying it can't be poded b'mechubar, just the Amira is b'mechubar, but the Pidyon actually is only Chal later on. Okay, we continue the Mishnah. U'b'shviyis, podeo b'shavyo. But when it comes to Shemitah, podeo b'shavyo, there is no working the land during Shemitah. It's Asar Avodas HaKarka. And they're just going to pick it. So you're po de peshavyo, right? There's no deductions when it comes to Shvius Ravai, right? That's what the Mara Folda says, or the Rav Chakadievsky. The Asar Avodas HaKarka, Vegam Skar Lakita Leka, Shekalechan Malaki La'atz Moksas. So then you just po de peshavyo. Imaya Kol Muvkar, if the whole thing was made Hefker after it grew. Mara Fulda. Imifkiru Bailam Neta Ravai Shalhem. There's Ravai growing and the Bailam is Mafkir. So then what? Ein lo elas char lakita, says the Mishnah. Then you can't deduct all the earlier items. You can only deduct the one who's going to be Zocha'it could be deducted as char lakita, because that's what's left to do. Just harvesting it, the cutting it. What's the chiddush? So the Maravoda says, you might have thought that once it's hefker, then he's zochid from hefker, and then there's a patur from all the maestros, like from other hefker cases. The law amrinan, says the Maravoda, kivan da afkerei hu ume hefker kazachi ain't the netter ravai noiba. Ravai, the status of ravai is lost because now it was zochid and a hefker. No, it's not lost. It's still ravai. But the person, what is this person who's zochid doing? He's only doing it the harvesting because everything grew already. So therefore, that's the only thing that he can deduct. Good. Next, apodin at the ravai shalom. If somebody is poda, they're not the ravai. Mosav alav chamishiso beishu shalom beishnita lo b'matana. So then he's mosav chomesh, just like Maaser Sheni. If he's poda his own ravai, so then he has to add on 25%, whether it's his or whether it was given b'matana. Right? We had this quoted earlier when we compared this to Maaser Sheni, and we said, remember, we wanted to say, how can you give it b'matana? Isn't it mamon gavoa? So we said, oh, maybe it's given b'tevel. The Gemara says it can't be given b'tevel because kaper and lachor means the same thing as it says here. Poda Maaser Sheni met ravai, and ravai can't be tevel. So b'shnita lo b'matana. So the Gemara in Kiddushin asked this about how could it be given b'matana, and the Gemara says maybe it's given when it's very young, before when it's small, it hasn't really developed yet. Smadar. When it's given bismadar, that's what the Gemara Kedushin says in Daf Nun Dalet. The Tosfos Yontif here has a long discussion of that. Next. So we get to the final topic now of the Masechta, of the Perek, and that's Vidui Maisrus and Biur Maisrus. The Torah tells us, as we read at the beginning of the Perek, that there are two psukim. The Gemara is going to darshan two psukim, and as we'll see, mikseh shalosh shanim in both in Re'ei, mikseh shalosh shanim totzias kol masar tevuascha. At the end of 3 years, should be take out all of your maisrus. Right, there's a deadline. Besides the fact that you're supposed to give it right away to the kohanim, to the levim, to the aniim, but there's also a deadline. And if you reach that deadline, then you got to get rid of it. Got to get rid of it. What does it mean? Get rid of it, as we'll see. And there's another pasuk: Yisachal la'aser is called Meiser Tvoascha, Bashana Shlishis Shnasa Meiser, V'nasata la'alger la'levi la'ger la'yasov la'manah V'yachlu v'sharecha v'saveyu. So there's a deadline. So Erev, when's the deadline? So we'll learn that from the psukim in the Gemara. But first, it did Erev Yantef Harishon Shal Pesach. Erev, the first day of Pesach, shall revius vishal shvius hayabir. When did it take place? Erev Pesach in the fourth and the seventh year. Meaning, there's two cycles in a Shemitah cycle. There's 3 years and then a biur, and then 3 years and a biur. So first, second, third year, and then Erev Pesach of the fourth year. Fourth, fifth, and sixth year, and Erev Pesach of the Shemitah year. That's when biur is done. What exactly is done for biur, we'll see in a second. But many Rishonim say that Mida Araisa, as we'll see this in the Gemara, based on the Gemara, that the biur really can be done any time before the end of Pesach. Midah Raisa before the end of Pesach. But Midah Rabbanan, they bumped it up. Midah Rabbanan, they bumped it up because, why they bump it up? Because the Menachas Chinuch discusses in Tafrei Zayin. Tafrei Zayin is the mitzvah of Vidui Maisrus. There's no separate mitzvah of biur. Biur is included in the Vidui. Vidui Maisrus says, I did everything that I was supposed to do. Right, the Chinuch says, "Shenitzavinu lehisvados lefrei Hakel Hashem Baruch Hu." We are commanded to confess, to declare in front of Hashem, "Ulagid befinu bebeis mikdasho shehotzianu chukei maisrus vatrumos b'tvuasenu miperasenu." We did everything we were supposed to do with our tvua and our trumas and maisrus. V'shaloni shayer klum mehem birshusenu shalon asanenu also. We did nothing left in our rishus. V'zeh nikra mitzvahs vidui maiser. But included in that is biur, right? The first comment of Minchas Chinuch on this mitzvah, he says, "Mitzvah zu nichlalas od mitzvah v'hainu biur v'hi mitzvah bifnei atzma." And it's a separate mitzvah. Shafilu ba'osam shepeturim and avidu mikol makam chay bebiur. There's not an exact parallel, but the Ammonia mitzvahs don't count it as a separate mitzvah. So there's the mitzvah of biur, there's a mitzvah of a vidui. And when is it? Says the Minchas Chinuch. Now in Os Hey, Upashut, Dizmana biur chal kol haregel. Really, he get rid of it the whole yantif. Mida araisa. Tolo yafina miksei ela al haregel. A chazal kavu be'erev yantif arishon. The Gemara and the Rishonim expand on it, but the Chazal were kaveh, the heir of the first day. Why? Because you don't want to wait to the last minute. And also, as we'll learn, that it's difficult. Some of the Maisrus beer means to consume them and give it to the proper people to eat. So that they can do on Yantif. But some of it has to be burned. Some of it has to be burned and destroyed. And are you allowed to destroy and burn things on Yontif? Maybe not. And maybe comparison is made. The Mishnah Rishona has a beautiful discussion of this on our Mishnah. The Tosfos Yontif first said, the Mishnah Rishona is a lumdish, a couple hundred years ago, Nachron, on Mishnayos. The Tosfos Yontif says, why do they bump it up? Because, E'efsher leva'er b'yontif. Because you can't destroy, you can't burn, as we'll see, what has to be destroyed. We'll see the Maaser Sheni, the Bikurim, have to be destroyed, have to be burned. Veloya dati lama. So ask the Mishnah Rishona, I don't understand, why did the Tosfos Yontif say you can't do it on Yontif? Veloya dati lama. The Dafka, the Truma Temeya, the Mitzvasa Besreifa. The Gemara has a limud, that Truma Temeya, which has a mitzvah to burn it, so that Tosfos says in the third parak of Beitza that you can't do that on Yontif. Aval hacha should be uro b'chol dover. Right, that's not called a ochal nefesh burning, and therefore it's going to be asur on Yontif. But when it comes to these Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, aval hacha should be uro b'chol dover. Af lato layam, you can even throw it into the sea. So am I asur b'yontif? Why is it asur? She says, oh, maybe it's like Rashi. Rashi there in Beis Achav Zion, Rashi says there any type of bi'ur by Truma Temeya, even giving it to the dogs, the Pnei Yeshua discusses that Rashi, right, is also because Rachmana Ach Sheve Lahavarasan. That's the language of Rashi, and the Achronim make a big deal about that Rashi. So then any type of destruction is Ach Sheve, is looked at as a significant act, and it's Asur on Yontif. So he says, according to that Rashi, so fine. Maybe even throwing it into the sea would be like giving it to your dog. That would be Asur. So according to Rashi, I understand it. But according to others, Lashitas Rashi va'rav, they call Bir Asur b'yantif, aflachilu l'kalbo, t'rachmana achshvei, u'mikri malacha nicha. Aval Lashitas atos was kasha, and he goes through. He says, what's the, I don't understand. He says, v'nire, de b'shas ha-biur, mishlo hifresh maestrosa, v'adayin chayv la-hafresh. He says, maybe it's because, we don't want to delay the hafreshes, and hafresha can't be done on Yontif. In order to do biur properly, you have to have done all your hafreshes, and hafreshes, and isidra banan on Yontif, and therefore, tikkun. So that's where they bumped it up. But that's generally what it is. There is another girsa of the Rambam. The Rambam's girsa of our Mishnah is Erev Yontif Ha'achron Shal Pesach. That's the Rambam's girsa in Yudal of Zion. So he doesn't have to figure out what he does with the Gemara. But that's the Rambam's girsa in Yudal of Zion and Yudal of Ches here in Maaser Sheni. Just read it. Yud Aleph. That's the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph. Mitzvah Zaseilu Hisvados Lefnei Hashem. Acher shemotzin kolam atanos shebizera haaretz v'zeo nikra vidui meiser. It's a mitzvah say to be mitzvade after you take everything out. Ve'ein mitzvaden vidui ze ela achar hashana shemafrishin ba meiser ani. When do you do the vidui? In the year after meiser ani, meaning year after year three and after year six. Shneemar ki sachala laaser va'amartel v'shem lakecha biyarti akolish ben abayis. Ve'ein masay mitzvaden b'mincha b'yantif ha'achron shal pesach shal revias v'shal shvias mincha time. On Erev, a mincha time on the Yontif, Achron, shall Pesach in the fourth and the seventh year. Right, this is the Vidui. Ki sachalel aser beregel shekol ha'maisus kolombo. V'yena Pesach magia b'shara revius ela kolaper shlishis v'chulu. Ein mitzvadin ela bayom. We'll get to that Vidui nemer b'chol lashon v'kol echad echad over b'fnei atzmo. Many could do it at once. And then Ketzad Awosa im nishar. Here it is. Halacha Zayin. Vein misvade ela ad shelo yishar etzlo echem ben amatanas. Shekenu omer bevidu bi'arti ha-kodesh ben avayis. Ve'erev yantif ha-achron. Ha-yazeh ha-biur ulamachar misvadim. So the Rambam says, Erev yantif ha-achron, and the day before the vidui, is the deadline for the bi'ur. So says the Mishnah now. So that's all background in terms of when. So says the Mishnah. So Erev yantif ha-risho, we'll go with our girsa. Erev yantif ha-risho shal pesach, shal revias, v'shal shvias. Haya biur, then it's the biur. Ketzad, and we'll get back to later if there's more examples of achshavei. Ketzad uha biur, nosim a truma, v'chumas meiser lebaleha. You give the truma and the chumas meiser to the kohanim, to its owners. U'meiser rishon lebaalav, and meiser rishon to its owners. That means the levium. Right? Was this before? Was this even after Ezra? I remember Ezra Sofer. said the Maaser Rishon, he got upset at the Levim, he was Kodesh them and said it should go to the Kohanim. Was that Ezra maybe only did that for his generation? Okay, but either way, Maaser Rishon Labalav. Well, Maaser Ani Labalav, and you give Maaser Ani to the Aniim. Maaser Sheni, Vahabi Kurim, Mizvarim Bechol Makom. And then it did not raisa. Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, you burn, you destroy. Destroy. Maybe you burn it, maybe you throw it into the sea. You have to destroy it, as we'll learn. As we'll learn in the later on in the Gemara. Be'ez Hashem, the Pasuk says, and it's quoted here already by the Mefarshim, Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Abayis, V'gam Nisativ La'Levi V'Lager. So you see from there that there's some that's Bi'arti and some that's Nisativ. Some that has to be destroyed and some that has to be given. There's a double type of Chiyuv, right? That's the understanding of the pasuk, and that's what the chinuch also quotes on that mitzvah. So as shini mebikurim isvarim b'chol makom. Mishimin omer habikurim nitanin lakonim kitruma, not bikurim. The question is biarti hakodesh. What does kodesh mean? So the Tanakhama holds kodesh is bikurim and maaser sheni. Rabbi Shimon says no, bikurim are given to the kohanim like truma. And the only thing that is destroyed is maaser sheni, according to Rabbi Shimon. The chinuch on that mitzvah says on the vidui ma'aser mishorshia mitzvah. He says why? What's the point of vidui ma'aser? He says because the dibur will impact us. It's kind of like a siyug for the biur. We want to make sure the biur is done, and people are very meticulous, says the chinuch, about their dibur, because dibur is what differentiates us from the animals. So misharshia mitzvah lefisha skulas ha'adam v'godel shivchohu hadibur shu yeser bo al kol minei nivran. Dibur, as we know, the kuzari and the unkelis, what makes us unique is our dibur. She'ilu mitzad yeser atnuos gam shar ba'alei chayim yisno a'u kamohu. Other movements, so other animal, other balechaim also. V'alkein yisharbi mi bnei adam sheyirein mi lifsol diburam. There are many people that don't want to passel their speech. Shehu ahod hagadol shebohem yoser mi lachto b'maisa. Even worse than sinning with an action. Ubios inyan ha'maisers v'atshumos davar gadol. And since hafarshumos ha'maisers is something major. V'gam yishba teluya michyas misharsi hakel. And the Karnim Delevium are supported by it. So it's chasdei Hashem to have this separate mitzvah that we don't sin to warn ula hafrisho son shalo liga v'lenos ben befoal. So you don't keep it. V'gam shenoida latzmenu befinu, and also to testify about ourselves with our mouths, but bayis hakadosh shalo shikarnu b'hem, that we didn't lie. V'lo ikavnu davar mehem. Wow, so it sounds like it's an example, right? We know Rabbi Yosef Engel has many examples of a siyag da'oraisa, right? You can't, yichud is a siyag da'oraisa, and negia for the Rambam is a siyag da'oraisa, and Val Yerba Yimatze, the first daf in Psachim, is a siyag da'oraisa that the Ran says for the Isra of Ini Chametz, and cooking Basar B'chalav, the Kesef of Mishnah, at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis. Basar B'chalav is a, cooking Basar B'chalav is a siyag da'oraisa for eating Basar B'chalav. So all of those, so most of them are lo saseis. Once in a while you'll have a mitzvah saseh that's a siyag da'oraisa. The Klei Yakar says the mitzvah of covering blood is a siyag da'oraisa, so you don't come to eat blood. So here's another example. In the Rishonim, the Sefer HaChinuch says, Vidui Meiser is a siyag da'oraisa of making sure of biur, and making sure that you've given the chumas and the maaseres to the proper recipients. Good. Says the Mishnah now. Back to the Mishnah. So we had a machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, and the Tanakama. Hatavsho, what if you have something that's cooked with maaser sheni? It's not maaser sheni ba'en, beishamay omrim sorach levayr, or beisila omrim harehu kimivuar. Machlokas, we'll see in the Gemara what the ramifications and the limitations of that machlokas when you have something mixed in. Hatavsho, beishamay says you have to be mevayr, and beisila says you do not, it's already considered mevuar. Misha yilo peiris bizbanazeh. What happens bizbanazeh when we're not allowed to eat the ravai, eat the maaser sheni, right? The Gemara says elsewhere that if you don't have a mizbeach, right? The Gemara in Zvachim on daf ayin or daf pei or so, the Gemara Makis, so You need a mizbeach, not just a base of mikdash, or not a base of mizbeach. So what do you do bizman hazeh? So misha yilav peiros bizman hazeh vihigia shas habior. We switch the word to shas habior. So the time for beer comes. So beishamay omrim tzorach lachalan ala kesef. We'll learn out. Beishamay might be based on a din daraisi as a drasha that you can't be mevaer the fruit if they were unedible in the first place. So beishamay omrim you have to be mechalit on money and then you get rid of the money. Tzorach lachalan ala kesef. Beisela omrim why? Echad shehein kesef ve'echad shehein peiros. Money or fruit, what's the difference? Right, the barafolda. Umam mo'al achilul. If you just have to be gones and get rid of the money, so what difference does it make? Right, Rav Chai Gadevsky says on Beishamai, tzorach lachalan ala kesef, di'ilu ba'odan peiros tzorach levaran. While their peiros bevaran. Vim machalan ala kesef, sirilu Beishamai, de'ein tzorach ibud. Ah, we'll see that. V'yalvagav de lochazia l'midi mikol makom k'dei shelo yovdan b'yadayim tzorach shechalan ala kesef. So special din Beis Shammai says you have to switch it, and Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel says you have to be mechal, you have to get rid of it anyway. So even the kesef needs genisa, and therefore what would be the difference? Says the Gemara, liftos lo b'sela, as we said when you the first part of the Mishnah, when you show it to the experts, the language is how much would you want to be poded this basket, but it means likach lo b'sela, it means to buy it, right? And therefore you could take off the expenses, as we said. Ein lo elaschar lakita, ein lo elaschar akitza. This was during the Shemitah year. All you have is the schar lakita. That means akitza, but it's picking it, right? Well, you have to pick it. Rav Oshia mafik tlasa is tonansin umafarek al pumon. Rav Oshia used to find three experts. Fancy word for experts, Marafolda. Hein b'nei adam habakiyin b'shuma. They're b'nei adam, they're experts in shuma. And then you redeem it based on their words. Erev yadav arisho shal pesach v'chulu k'siv miksei shaloshanim. Totsi eskol maser tivuascha bashana hahi. At the end of the 3 years, totsi, you take out all the maser tivuascha v'shani v'inachta b'sharecha and you place it in your gates. The Ras Silvio will go with his girsa. He also quotes the other pasuk. At this point, v'ksiv ki sechalel la'aser is kol ma'aser tu'ascha b'ashana shlishes shasa ma'aser, at the end of the 3rd year. V'tanya, the question is, why do you need both of these psukim? Ma'atam alomar, you have two psukim in the Dvarim Perek Yudala, that's in Re'eh, and then Dvarim Perek Chavav, that's in Kisavu. Two psukim that talk about this. So yachal pa'machad b'shavua ad chayiv leva'er es ha'maisrus u'lahafrish maisr ani. That's the girsa. You might think only once every 7 years you have to do this. Be your maestros and to give maestro ani. Tamalomar mikse shalosh shanim. Achas lo shalosh shanim velo achas lo sheva. Once every 3 years, not once every 7 years. Ela bishlishis ubishishis shnei pa'amim bishavua. But the 3rd year and the 6th year, at the end of those years, when the tefuah grows from those three, which is the following year, so twice in every 7 years. O koreani, or another drasha. Koreani Rosh Hashanah. You might think the first day, it has to be done by the first day of the 4th year and of the 7th year. Yochol Kavan by Rosh Hashanah. You might think immediately by Rosh Hashanah, Atchayev Lavaris HaMaisris, you have to be Mavar the Maisris, Tamalomar, Mikse Shalosh, Ein Mikse Ela Basof. It means at the end. That Havamina was that the beginning of the 3rd and the 6th. She was like, no, at this end. Bisof Shana At Mavar, Vein At Mavar, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. At the end of the 3rd and the end of the 6th. So what does that mean? The end of the 3rd and the 6th. Ibisof shana yachol kevan barosha shel revius ad chayev levayer ubarosha shel shevius ad chayev levayer esamaisrus. So you might think right at the beginning of the 4th and the 7th year. Tamalomar, again we skip 3 words. Ki sechalel aser es kol maaser tevuascha. When you finish being maaser, the tua. Ki shetichalel aser es kol aperis. Right, when you finish being maser, so when does the 3rd and the 6th year produce grow? Only the following year. And when you finish it by Pesach time, so by Pesach time of the 4th year and of the 7th year, that's when these chiyuvim kick in. We're in the middle of darshaning, but we'll stop there for a minute. Again, the Minchas Chinuch here talks all about the details. What is the beer? Again, and just let's just read the Minchas Chinuch, and we'll get more in it tomorrow. Mazeh Abir Ksiv Batorah Mikseh Shalosh Shanim. Aval Kan BeParsha Ki Sechaleh VeKiblu Chazal DeBishana Revirus LeShmita BeRegel Shal Pesach DeCholfu Shalosh Shanim. 3 years have passed. The tefua bishana zu adayin lo nigmara. V'lo haisa afrasha rakashalo shanim she'avru kver afrisha kala matanos. It goes by all the previous 3 years. V'nisharu etzlo matanos shlo nosan mosam lakarnim alavim alaniim. And you have stuff left over. O maiser sheni oneta ravai shazorach lo licha l'yushalayim ula ochlan. It's a mitzvah daraisa. Again, the beer is included in the vidui, as was pointed out. V'nishra etzlo mishanam she'avru. Mitzvah zaseh beregel azeh l'va'aram. V'litein lakonim hashayach lohem truma v'trumas b'iser. To give it, that's the din to make sure that it was all done. And then once the beer, then obviously then the vidui is done. We don't do the vidui. We'll learn about this also. We don't do the vidui bizman hazeh because we don't do everything. We don't give it to the kohanim. We don't give it to we don't bring it to Yerushalayim. We don't do all of this. That's why already bizman Ezra, when they didn't give it to the Levim, they already changed this, the idea that we do it. Okay, we'll have to continue with this next time.